And I can't help but think that, you know, Santa coming in on a jetpack is really in line with, you know, helping the DMA get an exhibition of French Impressionist paintings. Like, those ultimately at their heart have the same community spirit in mind, at least in my eyes.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it also goes to something called brand loyalty, which, you know, you hear people talk about it. Brand loyalty in Neiman's was different. You know what I'm saying? It, why did we do all these things? You know, well, one, back to your point, to support the community, to let the community know you were an active part of them and you were giving back. We didn't charge for any of this stuff. You know, what did it have to do with selling a pair of shoes? Like you said, nothing. It had everything to do with the brand. And you become an aspirational brand. I mean, let's be honest. Neiman sold expensive things, but, you know, we sold a beautiful tin of popcorn that most anybody could afford to buy during the holidays, and it was a lovely gift. It was $10 or whatever. You know what I mean? So there was always something in Neiman's that you could buy. It was as simple as it was, but there was always something. It was branded Neiman Marcus. So, you know, if you were to give just somebody a tin of plain popcorn, you'd be like, oh, gee, thanks. But you give them a Neiman Marcus tin of popcorn, they're going to eat the popcorn and keep the tin, you know, because the tin had some kind of great graphic on it or whatever that was branded. That's kind of the difference, you know. So you're truly building this brand loyalty, and you're creating this. Even though I can't afford to shop at Neiman Marcus can be a part of my life. And I can go to these events, and I can go to the holiday and things like that, and I can have a memorable experience. Thank you, Neiman Marcus, for doing that for me. And I didn't give you anything, you know, but we gave you great memories. We gave you great experience. And by the way, one day, if you're ever in a position, you know, we'd love to see you. Kind of thing. And many people reached that. There were, you know, look, I couldn't afford to buy anything in Neiman Marcus when I, you know, started out in my career. But, you know, as you work your way up and then gradually you're like, oh, well, you know, I can buy this or I can buy that. And people feel good. They feel empowered when they reach that point, because it's a level of personal success for them then too, right? So it's a give and take. Too many companies now just want to take. You know, the brand loyalty is, well, you should like me because I'm Apple. You know, so you should like me. You know, everyone else likes me. Why don't you? I don't like that kind of an attitude. I'm usually anti. Like, I'm anti-Apple, to be quite honest. I'm not a big Apple kind of person. But, you know, these brands, they become so big and powerful that they just expect you to bow to them. And it's like, what are you going to do something else for me, kind of a thing. So, but that was an old model, Neiman's. You don't see retailers doing that. Who the hell does that? I mean, Neiman's stopped doing it all, to be honest with you. They don't do anything like that anymore. So that model's changed, but also it's hurt Neiman's, the brand loyalty for Neiman's. It's still a very successful company, and they will be even when they come out of the bankruptcy. It's not the same DNA. Like the guard that I left with, that I worked with, that are all gone, as we left. And, you know, when I said to you that, you know, we as individuals became the DNA of the company, well, when all the individuals start leaving, the DNA starts changing. Now, is it bad? I'm not saying it's bad. I don't think a lot of what's happened is good, I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of people have come into the company from the technology side and background, and I understand that's important. But the soul, like I was part of the soul of the brand, I don't see that anymore. Even when I go in, I don't go into Neiman's much anymore, by the way. I don't even go in, so.